Well, hopefully you all know what that music means. It is time for Out of the Vault. Eric Davis here, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, bringing you all your favorite obscurities, rarities, and fun stuff like we know by now. The theme song is Dave Edmonds doing the Saber Dance. We're going to get right into the music today. Bob Dylan, This Land Is Your Land, written by Woody Guthrie. He recorded this live November 4th, 1961. I grabbed this from the soundtrack of No Direction Home. Bob Dylan right here, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Above me, that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land is made for you and me. Footsteps to the sunny bright sands of your diamond deserts, and all around me a voice came singing, singing, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. One morning, I was strolling with your wheat fields waving and your dust clouds rolling. As the fog was lifting, my voice comes chanting, this land is your land. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. Thank you. I go walking my freedom highway. Nobody living can make me turn back. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
In case you haven't guessed the theme of today's show, it is interesting live tracks. We're going to hear some stuff that you don't get to hear very often, obviously, as everything else with Out on the Vault. But these are some strange, interesting, kind of left field stuff. Whether or not you guessed, that was Blondie doing Ring of Fire, obviously. That was the big Johnny Cash hit. June Carter Cash, his wife, and Merle Kilgore, his manager, wrote that for Johnny Cash. That particular recording was from the soundtrack of the movie Roadie, which, starring Meatloaf, of all people, if you haven't seen, it's actually a cute movie. That one came out in 1980. Before that, Lucinda Williams, Passionate Kisses. She doesn't do that one particularly very much live. That was a hit for Mary Chapin Carpenter in 93, but Lucinda released it on her 1998 eponymous release, Lucinda Williams. Top of the show, This Land Is Your Land, Bob Dylan, written by Woody Guthrie in 1940. That particular version was recorded in New York City on November 4th, 1961, and it is from the soundtrack of the movie No Direction Home from 2005. We're going to take a little break for some spots. Be right back in just a little bit with the Counting Crows. Eric Davis here, out on the vault, out of the vault, 98.1 Radio Free, Santa Fe. Eric Davis back, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. You are listening to Out of the Vault, kind of our rarities and obscurities show every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Play lots of cool stuff. Today we're doing a bunch of interesting live tracks. Coming up next, the Counting Crows doing one of their songs. This is taken from Live at the 10 Spot. I guess that was an old VH1 or MTV show, forget what, but this is from 1998. Counting Crows doing Rain King right here, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Of faith, sex, and God in the belly of a black winged bird. Don't try to feed me, 'cause I've been here before, and I deserve a little more. I'm alone in the service of the Queen. But y'all plays God. Hey, come on, come on, come on. Don't try to believe me, 'cause look, I've been there before, and I deserve a little more. I'm alone in the service of the Queen. I'm alone anywhere but in the street. She's been lying, I've been sinking. The same as anyone. Mr. Henderson's just waiting for the sun. The law it seems not endlessly begins and ends and ends and begins and begins and ends and ends and begins. Well, after all the dreaming, I just wanna come back home again. Taking me sunshine, look what I found. She said, when I think of heaven, she said, when I think of heaven, she said, when I think of heaven, she said, I think of you, how come you don't think of me too? And I said, you know, it's 'cause when I think of heaven, to little me in a black way, where I think of dying. Well, come on and lay me down, I feel the sway. And Heather, when rub my body to the burning heart of God, the belly of a black winged bird. But don't try to believe me. Before, and I deserve a little more. I belong in the service of the Queen. I belong anywhere, but in between, she's been dying. I've been drinking, and I am a raining.
Moonshiner for 17 long years, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer, and I go to some hollow and set of my still whiskey don't kill me. Lord, I don't know what will. Go to some bar room to drink with my friends, where the women they can't follow to see what I spend. God bless them, pretty women, I wish they were mine. With breath as sweet as the dew on the vine. let me drink when I'm dry. $2 when I'm hard up. Religion when I die. And the whole world is a bottle. And life is but a dram when the bottle gets empty. But it sure ain't worth a damn.
Thank you.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. This is Eric Davis in with the Out of the Vault show. We're doing a bunch of interesting live tracks today. That was The Pretenders, of course, doing Message of Love. You can find that particular track on the expanded reissue, the two-disc set of The Pretenders' second CD. That live version was recorded at the Santa Monica Civic Center in 1981. Prior to that, Uncle Tupelo, one of my all-time favorite bands, and the guys that had as much to do with anything as inventing the Americana genre. That song was Moonshiner. It is a traditional folk song. It goes back, I think, to the 20s or 30s. Pretty much a whole bunch of folks have done that. That's Uncle Tupelo's version. That was from the CD, March 16 to 20, 1992. However, that song was recorded live in January of 1993. I don't have the location in front of me. I don't think we know where that was from. Before that, Counting Crows started off the set, Rain King. From there, Across the Wire, double CD. That track was taken from their appearance on Live at the 10 Spot in 1988. Eric Davis in here with Out of the Vault. Hope you're all having a wonderful, wonderful Saturday morning. I'm going to come back, talk to you some more right after these words. 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Eric Davis in on a Saturday morning. Out of the Vault, show number 4. This one's interesting live tracks. Got a fun one coming up. Dave Edmonds, who was part of Rockpile, part of Love Sculpture, part of Brinsley Schwartz. He's kind of been around one of that whole English pub band scene. He's still out there doing it today. This is from his Pile of Rock live CD, 2002. Queen of Hearts, right here, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Thank you.
To me says, hey Bono, I wanna play with your band. Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane.
A1 Radio Free Santa Fe. What you just heard was Lone Justice, of course, featuring Bono. That song was Sweet Jane. That was taken from the first big tour that U2 did when they moved from theaters into arenas. Lone Justice opened for them, and occasionally this would be their encore song, and Bono would come out and join them. The CD is The World Is Not My Home from 1999. That particular track was recorded live in 1984 at an unknown location. But as I said, that song, that encore, that particular thing happened quite a few times on that tour. Dave Edmonds before that, Queen of Hearts from the Pile of Rock Live CD. That was the amazing Geraint Watkins on keyboards and Billy Bremner, who was also with Dave Edmonds in Rock Pile. while on the guitar. Eric Davis in with the Out of the Vault show. This is show number 4, interesting live tracks, doing lots of cool stuff, stuff you don't often hear on this or any other station. I will be back in a minute to wrap up the show. Stick around. We also just want you guys to remember that in case you missed some of this or you want to share it with your friends, this will be podcast on santafe.com, so check it out, give it a few days, and it'll be up there. But right now, I'm going to take a little break, be back right after this. Out of the Vault, right here, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Eric Davis back with you, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. We're going to wrap up the show a little early, but I want to share a couple ideas with you guys before I go. Number one, you can always reach me, Eric, at santafe.com. If there's something specific you want me to go look for or dig up that you want to hear that maybe you remember from back in the day and see if I can find it, one of your favorite KBAC kind of bands, I'm sure whatever you want to hear, I can dig up. Also, if you've got a collection, one of those guys that took a lot of stuff off the internet before they shut all those sites down, you may want to share it with us here on the station and share it with the folks out there in Radioland. Again, hit me up, eric@santafe.com. We'll make sure that we get back to you, let you know what's going on, and hopefully share whatever you've got or find whatever you need. I am going to play one more song and then head out of here. Hopefully everybody's Saturday is going to turn out really wonderful. This is The Clash. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you know they all did a great, great cover of I Fought the Law. This is a live version of the song, which not too many of them exist here and there. This was from The Clash on Broadway box set. This live recording was featured on the soundtrack to the film Rude Boy in 1979. The song, I Fought the Law, was written by Sonny Curtis of the Crickets. That's right, Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Sonny Curtis wrote the song, but Bobby Fuller Ford, the guys that had the hit with it, 1966, The Clash, I Fought the Law, on Out of the Vault, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.